Okay, I'm Tyler Russell. We finally have achieved finding Skinny Lister here at Coachella. It's day one. It's Friday. And guys, how are you feeling? How's everybody doing?
We're feeling pretty good.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful.
You did your set way earlier. I don't know if you know this, but getting into Coachella takes about 4 hours.
So that's
why I missed it. But I mean, how was it? How was the vibe? How was the audience?
It was great. It was great. Everyone was singing along and clapping and stuff. We had a good crowd. And we were the first band to open up on the Coachella stage 2013. Hello.
So you look at it that way, not that you were early in the day, but hell, you were the first band to go
right.
on.
We're new to the stage. Who cares? We opened up for Coachella 2013, and
those great bands, aren't they? You know, like the Stone Roses, Blur playing. It's a great, it's an honor to open up the stage, you know.
Yeah. Amazing.
We went that way.
Well, you guys are new to Coachella. You kind of just started your U.S. success, but I mean, it's about a year old or so. You did South by Southwest last year, right? And now all of a sudden things are going well and awesome. I read that you auditioned for Side One Records in a parking lot or something. Is that a true story?
Side One and Kevin Lyman of Warped Tour. We played for them in their car park, and then we ended up spending the whole of last summer playing across car parks across America. And we're here now in Coachella, having fun, getting drunk on the rider. You know, it's all good. It's all good. Palm trees, purple mountains.
What is on your rider then? Are you allowed to say that?
It's all gone. It's all gone.
Small goat. A small goat. Some rum.
Do you ask for the rum in a jug like this?
Oh, no. It's a nightmare for the people.
I think we brought that with us.
You really didn't? No, they gave me this jug right before the interview, and he goes, take a swig. I was like, all right, I thought maybe, I don't know, iced water.
Moonshine, maybe.
Loosen it up.
No, it's definitely just straight rum. What kind of rum is it, can I ask?
It's spice. It's a spice.
It's a special spice.
It's homemade, yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Spice rum.
One part Captain Morgan's, one part Sailor Jerry.
Okay.
Skinny
love. 5 parts ethanol.
I appreciate you giving me your rum secret. That means a lot to me. Do you think the festival scene like works for you guys? I mean, at least in getting new fans, introducing people to your music and stuff like that?
We cut our teeth on the festival scene in the UK. So the jug came out at the beginning of the festival scene there. So we played more UK festivals than any other band back home. 2 years ago or something, and then we started coming abroad and we noticed that there was the sunshine, the mountains, the great people, we're hoping to go back to the UK soon.
What's been the biggest difference between a UK festival and an American
weather.
Festival?
Weather. Guaranteed sun.
All right, what about the people?
I have to say, one of the things I love most about coming to America is the enthusiasm that everyone has.
Yeah.
And the just polite, nice, up for it people. I mean, home is good too. Home is good, but you know, we're British. We have some reserve. We have to drink a lot of this before we're too enthusiastic.
All right. So what is next for Skinny Lister? You're done with Coachella. You got another week at Coachella, of course. But then what?
Another album. We're gonna do a second album and
a bunch of UK festivals, maybe a German festival or two,
a Japanese festival.
We have like a lot of things coming down the pipe.
Now you seem like you're one of my kind. How did you get in this band, sir?
Actually, I met them on a Warped Tour, and when their old bass player had other commitments, they asked me to move to England and play with them.
The other bass player got his tash caught in a mangle. And
got his what now?
Got his tash caught in a mangle.
His mustache caught in a what?
Mustache caught in a mangle.
Caught in something.
Yeah. What's a mangle?
A towel dryer. You know what you...
A towel dryer?
That's used to dry clothes.
Are you being serious about this?
I just don't know what they're saying.
I'm curious about this. You being an American, and I face this a lot when I interview British bands or something. What do they say that you simply do not understand?
Well, I understand more now, but at first they would say, "You all right?" which is their version of "How's it going?"
Okay.
But I thought they're asking me if I was okay. I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fine." for months I thought that, and so someone said, "No, it's like the British version of how's it going?"
We get out here.
It's like, "You're right." It's like one word.
Yeah. What do you guys face?
86th. We didn't know what that meant.
Oh, that means you're cancelled. You're done.
We
haven't been 86. Hopefully not. Anyway, not yet.
We learned the phrase yesterday.
We don't know the origin of it yet, do we?
I don't know the origin either. Nobody does.
We
Googled it. It's a pleasure to have you guys here. I mean, congrats on the success, and looking forward to another weekend of you guys in Coachella, and only more great things for you guys at Skinny Lister. So.
86 out.
86. I'm Tyler Russell. We're live at Coachella. Thanks so much for hanging out with Skinny Lister.